We honor you. We appreciate you. Lord, you are faithful. You are true today. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we worship you. We worship you, Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your holy name, Jesus. You are worthy of praise and honor today, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Amen, amen. God bless you today. You can be seated. Amen. It is an honor to be in the house of the Lord with every one of you. Amen. With your good pastor and his wife. Amen. I give them honor today. I don't know them very well, but I have known of them for quite some time. Amen. Going all the way back to Colorado Springs, as he mentioned. Amen. I appreciate pastors and their families who have the work of God at heart. Amen. The world needs men who will be shepherds. Amen. Called by God to be a shepherd. Amen. I pay tribute to this man and his family for doing the work of the Lord here in Augusta. Amen. It's good to see every one of you here today. Some faces I recognize, some I don't. Amen. It has been a few years since I've been here. Amen. But it's good to see you in the house of the Lord today. Keeping on. Amen. Keeping on doing the work of the Lord. I salute you here today. Amen. For your work and your labor of love. Amen. Amen. I give honor to my good friend, Brother Wirths, and his wife. I love them very much. Amen. Amen. I don't really remember a time when I didn't know Brother Wirths. Amen. Amen. So I'm 36, so there may be in a few years there. Amen. Amen. I give him honor today. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Aren't you happy that the Lord, the move of the Lord in a service, it's not predicated upon how well everything goes? There are times when things just don't go well, but it's all right. Amen. God is able. He's here. The Bible says where two or three are gathered together in his presence, that he would be here. And I feel his presence here today. I'm thankful for the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I haven't come with some enticing words to give you. I haven't come with some man's wisdom. I haven't come with rhetoric. I haven't come to tickle your ears here today. I just want to follow the Holy Ghost. Amen. I want to hear from the Lord here today. Yes. Amen. Amen. I know the Lord's going to help us here. Amen. If you have your Bibles, would you turn with me to the book of John, chapter number 4. We'll begin reading verse number 46. Amen. John chapter 4 and verse 46. I'm thankful for the presence of the Lord here today. Amen. I hope you've come with hunger in your heart. Amen. I hope you've come with expectation today. Amen. John chapter 4, begin reading verse 46. So Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then Jesus said unto him, Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. The nobleman saith unto him, Sir, come down ere my child die. Jesus saith unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, Thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend, and they said unto him, Yesterday at the seventh hour, that is 1 o'clock, the fever left him. So the father knew that it was the same hour in which Jesus said unto him, Thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his whole house. Verse 54, this is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he came was come out of Judea into Galilee. Amen. Would you hold your Bibles close? Would you go to the Lord in prayer with me right now? Jesus, Lord, we love you today, Father. God, we're grateful to be here in your house. God, I feel your presence here right now. God, I know that your word, it is anointed. God, I know that it's forever settled in heaven. But Father, I pray that you would anoint my lips of clay this day. God, that you would anoint our hearts and our ears to hear and to understand your word, God. That you would speak to us today, Father. We need your help, God. We need your help this day. I'm praying, Lord, that you would move in this house, Lord, that your perfect and divine will would be worked here this day. Oh, we believe your word is true. God, we bless your holy name today. Hallelujah. Why don't you clap your hands to the Lord and give him praise? Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you today. You can be seated. Thank you for standing. Amen. I want to preach just for a few moments here today about the second miracle. The second miracle. Amen, amen. I know this is Sunday morning. Amen. I like to teach Sunday school, so we'll start a little bit slow here today. Amen. But just stay with me. Amen. I believe the Lord's going to move here. Man, this passage of Scripture that we read, it does not give much information as to who this nobleman was. Amen. You can read commentaries and they can speculate on who they thought he was, but John just introduces him to us as the nobleman. Amen. Amen. Somewhere we can deduce that he had heard of Jesus. Amen. We don't know many things about him, but we do know three things. We know that his son is in Capernaum and he is at the point of death. Amen. They will tell when you research, you'll find it's about 20 miles away, give or take. We know that the man's son is laying at the point of death. Amen. We know that he's heard about Jesus. Amen. He knows something about Jesus. This is the second miracle, but this news of this man called Jesus had already reached this nobleman by some way or somehow. Maybe a friend had saw the miracle that he worked when he turned the water into wine. Man, maybe he had heard of it through someone who had been there. Whatever the case might have been, he had heard of Jesus and he knew about what he was able to do. Amen. And third, we can understand that he believed. I don't know how he made the journey. He may have walked, he may have rode a horse or whatever his mode of transportation was in that time. But he believed enough to make that journey from where he was to get into the presence of Jesus. Faith had led that man, that 20 miles or wherever he had come from, I've got to get to where Jesus is. I know that he can help me. Amen. I don't understand what all's going on. I know that my son is sick. I know that he's dying, and unless I do something, amen, he's going to die. I've got to be in front of Jesus, amen, amen. We live in a day and time in the church world where church has become more of a social gathering or a club than it is more than a place of healing and a place of redemption, amen. I'm glad to see you here today. I'm thankful you look nice. I appreciate you making the effort to be in the house of the Lord, but I didn't come to see you here today, amen. I came because I have to be in church. I came because the Bible says, forsake not the gathering together as the manner of some is, but so much more as you see the day approaching. I came because I need something from God here today. I came because I realize I cannot make it without him. I've got to have him every hour and every day. It's not me. It's not anything that I could do. Amen. But I need him. Amen. Amen. The church is a place of worship. It's a place of praise like we did just a few moments ago. Amen. But it's a place to hear the word of God. Amen. It's a place to be in the presence of God. Amen. Amen. I know that I cannot benefit the Lord in any way. Amen. He did what he did for me. Amen. And I cannot repay him in any sort of the way. But what I can do is not come through the doors empty-handed. I can come with a sacrifice of praise. I can come with a sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I can come to hear what he would say to me. Thus saith the Lord, I must hear the words that he would speak to me today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love him, and I know I cannot make it without him. I'm not my own, but I have been bought with a price. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Faith had led this nobleman to be in front of Jesus at this day and this hour. Amen. He had the faith to make the journey to be in front of Jesus. John used the term besought Jesus. He besought Jesus. He didn't just make the journey to stand in front of him and not say anything, but he made the journey and he got into the presence of Jesus and then he besought him. He had a need. He had a need. He had a need. He wasn't ashamed of what it looked like to those around him. I know that if I get in the presence of Jesus, I can receive what I need. I'm not ashamed of what others think about me. I don't care what I look like right now. I've come with a need. I may still have the dirt of the journey on my clothes. I may still have dirt running down my face. I may be sweaty and nasty. But I know that if I can get in the presence of Jesus, I can receive what I need. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There was desperation in the nobleman's voice. There was desperation in his voice. He had the faith to believe based upon what he had heard. Amen. But there was desperation in his voice. Amen. Paul said in Romans 10 and 17, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing the word of the Lord." Amen. It came by hearing. Somewhere, somehow, the man had heard this Jesus. He's doing miracles. He's working signs and wonders. And I just have the feeling that if I can get into his presence, something good will happen. Amen. Amen. Jesus would make reference to hearing some 58 times. "He that hath an ear, let him hear. He that hath an ear, let him hear." Hallelujah. And then we get to verse 48, and Jesus responds to this plea in a rather unexpected way. Jesus says, "Except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." It seems kind of a harsh response, doesn't it, to a man that has made this effort to get to where he is. "Except you see signs and wonders." He's addressing what the man is seeing. He's addressing what he's intaking with his eyes, what he sees. And he gives him this seemingly rough response. Jesus was addressing the problem of the hour. He said, everybody is looking for a sign. They're searching with their eyes. You want to see it done. Amen. Amen. But Jesus was looking for somebody to hear the word. Jesus was looking for somebody not searching with their eyes, but searching with their ears. I've got to hear the word. I've got to take what the word says. I've got to stand on it, come hell or high water. Let the word of God be true and every man a liar. Jesus is still looking for people who want to hear what thus saith the word of the Lord. He's still looking for someone here in 2025 who is hungry to hear what thus saith the word of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Be seated. Amen, amen. This man, despite this unexpected response from Jesus, he was undeterred. He was undeterred. The only response he could think about after Jesus told him that was, "Unless you come down here, my son's going to die. Unless you intervene, God, my son's going to die. I know what you said is true, but I'm here for a reason today." Amen. What he didn't understand was that Jesus was about to set precedent. It was a time. Jesus was working to an end. He was about to set precedent here, amen, for works to be done. This is just the second miracle. Remember, amen, this man is thinking, if he really is a healer, if he really is a miracle worker, then he's got to come down to where my son is. He's got to make the journey with me. He's got to come down here, and he's got to touch my son. What kind of a physician can give somebody a treatment plan from a way off? No, they've got to see them. They've got to examine them. They've got to understand what the problem is. Jesus is about to set precedent for other miracles, for other signs and wonders to happen. Amen.
The man had the faith to get there physically in front of Jesus, but he had an imperfect faith. He had an imperfect faith. It wasn't complete and whole. He had the faith to get there, but he didn't understand who he was standing in front of. The creator of the ends of the world, amen, the ancient of days, the one which was, which is, and which is to come, the Almighty. He's standing in front of the creator of heaven and earth, amen, and he's saying, come to my house. My son is about to die. Come to my house. And Jesus said, wait just a minute. Let me build your faith. Let me take away that element of doubt that you still have. You're unsure of what I can do. And Jesus is about to speak a word into his life that will change history forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The way Jesus answered him would change the course of miracles forever. Hallelujah. Jesus was working on this man's power to believe. He said, I see that you have faith, sir, but I've come to build your faith. I've come that you may have life, but not just life, more abundant life. I'm come to work on your unbelief. Hallelujah. 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 My. Be seated this morning. God bless you. Verse number 50 is key. Jesus says, go thy way. Thy son liveth. Oh, the beauty of those words. Amen. But John didn't stop there. He said, and the man believed. And the man believed. Just a childlike faith. I believe you, Lord. If you said it, I believe it. The old chorus said, and his word, it will not lie. It cannot lie. It's forever settled in heaven. He holds his word higher than his name. Hallelujah. If Jesus said it, then I'll just believe it. It doesn't matter what I see, but if I'll just hear what Jesus said, I'll believe it and I'll accept it as truth. Do you believe it today? Do you still believe in the infallible word of the Lord? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Be seated. Amen. Psalm 107 and 20 says, he sent forth his word. He sent forth his word and he healed them and he delivered them from their destruction. It's the sending forth of the word today. It's not the power of the messenger, but it's the power, it's the Spirit of God that is within us. Amen. The word that still brings forth healing. It still brings forth deliverance from destruction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When Jesus spoke those words, the man didn't see it. The people around him didn't see it. Amen. But faster than a lightning bolt. Amen. His word traveled from Cana to Capernaum into the room, into the bed. Where I feel the Holy Ghost here today. Where that sick boy lay. Amen. At 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Amen. And healing fell upon the boy. The Bible says that his fever left him. Amen. The sending forth of the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then we see this man. He's going home. He's believing. He's believing. Jesus said it. I believe it. His word, it cannot lie. If it's written in the Bible, then I'll believe it until the day I die. Though the mountains be removed and cast into the sea, God's word will live forever throughout eternity. Amen. And so the man turns and begins the journey back home. Amen. Believing every step of the way. My son is healed. My miracle has been wrought. I believe, I believe, I believe. I believe your word is true, Lord. I believe your word is true, Lord. I cast down every evil imagination, any high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God. I bring every thought of doubt and into captivity right here, right now, because Jesus said it, and therefore I'm going to believe it. If Jesus said it, then I'm going to believe it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Be seated. So the man is going home. It's the next day. Amen. It's some time later. Amen. And his servants meet him. They said, I've got great news. Your son is alive. He's healing. He's received healing in his body. Everything's going to be all right. Amen. And he asked them, what time? What time was it when he started getting better? What time did he begin to amend? And they said, yesterday, about the seventh hour. Yesterday at 1 o'clock, amen. And so he knew it was from the time Jesus spoke, amen, amen. But there was a time from when Jesus spoke and he heard the words until he had confirmation with his eyes that it had been done. I don't know if it was 24 hours. It could have been a little bit longer. It was a day. We're just going to leave it at a day. There was a time from when Jesus said, go thy way, thy son liveth, until he laid eyes on his son and saw he is indeed healed. There was a time and there were miles. There was a time and there were miles. Amen. He had to make the step to start the journey. He had to go on after Jesus had said it. I don't see it right now. Jesus, I can't see what you did. And I've got to start making those steps back to where I come from. Amen. So I'll know for sure. I'm just going to believe your word. Hallelujah. Hear me today. He heard the word, but there was still some time before he had confirmation with his eyes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 20-mile journey. It was more than enough time to stop believing what Jesus had said. It was a 20-mile journey. I've already referenced it. We don't know how he was traveling. Amen. You can assume that it wasn't a very fast journey if it took him a day to get back home. Amen. It was more than enough time to let the enemy of his soul begin to speak into his mind. That man doesn't know what he's talking about. You've only ever heard of one miracle that he has done. Amen. Amen. 20 miles is a long way just based upon a word. The man didn't know Jesus that well. There was on record of only one other miracle that Jesus had worked, but he was willing to make the journey and to keep believing. He was willing to believe on a higher level than what he had when he had arrived. He showed up with a lackluster belief, amen, but a little bit of belief, and nonetheless, but he left with more belief, amen. He left with faith in his heart. I know my boy is going to be healed. Let me get home and lay eyes upon what Jesus has done. Amen. I love to hunt this coming season. It's one of my favorite of all times. Anybody like to hunt here today? Oh, man, I see a few. Thank God. Amen. Amen. I never did get to outshoot Brother Worse at clay pigeons. Amen. I tell you what, he still holds the record. Amen. Amen. But I love to hunt. I like to bird hunt and waterfowl and deer and turkeys. Amen. Amen. Deer hunting is season's about to open. I believe youth season's open this weekend. Amen. Deer have good eyesight, but they process their surroundings by what they smell. They process their surroundings by what they smell. Their primary sense is their smelling. Amen. If you see an old mature buck, you can be sure of one thing. He didn't get old and mature by being stupid. If he feels something is off or he catches just a slight tinge of wind that is not right, amen. If he doesn't turn and run, he's going to do one thing. He's going to circle and he's going to get downwind, and then he's going to continue that approach downwind so he can smell everything that's coming from where he just was, because he wants to know what's in front of him. He processes things by what he smells. A dog is the same way. If any of you have a dog at home, I do. I got a 90-pound lab. Amen. And he can smell the tomato on the hamburger. And he thinks if you open the refrigerator, you got to pay the cheese tax. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. He processes everything in his life by what he smells first. First. You and I as humans, we are sight processors. We want to process life by what we see, and it's a good thing.
Amen. Driving a car by how you smell wouldn't work very well. That's all right. Lighten up with me. Amen. We're having a good time in church. Nobody's on trial here today. Amen. Try driving your car by what you smell. Yeah, it doesn't work very well, does it? Amen. Amen. There's some bad drivers around Sedgwick County. I don't know about Butler County, but good Lord. You'd be prayed through just driving down Kellogg. Amen. Amen. We'll get off of that for a moment. Amen. We process by what we see. Amen. That's our primary sense. What we see. We want to process it by what we see. But the spiritual world cannot be processed by sight. Hear me today, New Life Tabernacle. The spiritual world cannot be processed by what you see. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost here today. Hear me in the Holy Ghost. Paul would say in Ephesians 6 and 12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." It's not against what we see, but it's in the spiritual world. You can feel it. You can hear about it. Amen. When things get to going right and the enemy of our soul would love to come and take what you believe and trample it down in the dirt. The enemy would love to come and take what you hear on Sunday morning and by the time you get up for work Monday morning and trample it down in the dirt. But Paul would say in 2 Corinthians, we walk by faith and not by sight. I don't walk by what I see. I don't walk by what I see, but I have faith by what I've heard. So then I must hear the word of God. Oh, somebody hear the word of the Lord here today. Don't look at what you're looking at. Quit looking at what you see. Quit looking at what's going on around you. Start listening to the word. Start looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher. My. I want to tell you in the Holy Ghost today, you need to hold on to what's been spoken in your life. You need to hold on to what's been spoken in your life. It doesn't matter the circumstances around you. It doesn't matter how ugly life gets around you. Hold on. Give the greater heed to what you have heard. My. It's not about what's in front of you right now. Hear me in the Holy Ghost. It's not about what's in front of you right now. It's about who your Father is. Your identity is not in your problems. Your identity is not in your faults. But your identity is in who your Father is. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be seated. My. Stay with me a moment here today. To every man there is given a measure of faith. You've got the faith. You've got the faith. But every now and then you've got to take authority over the doubt and the fear that will walk into your mind. You cannot fight against doubt and fear by just thinking positive thoughts. I'm not Zig Ziglar. I didn't come to give you a positive thinking crash course. When those thoughts of and fear begin to come into your mind, you've got to speak it. I speak the word. I plead the blood of Jesus. I cast down that spirit of doubt and of fear. I rebuke it here today. I rebuke the spirit of doubt and fear. Let faith reign in the house today. Hallelujah. 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 Be seated today. Give me just a few more moments. Amen. Amen. It's our human nature to process what we see. The things in front of us. A knee-jerk reaction. It's how we process what we see. Amen. Amen. You can leave church on a Sunday being high swinging from the chandeliers, we used to say. And then you go back out and the enemy would just want to show you everything that's going wrong. He'll show you the ugly. He'll show you the misfortunes, the setbacks that you've had, the failures that you've made, the mistakes.
mistakes that you've made. Amen. But you've got to remind him, I'm not walking by what I see. I'm not walking by what I see. Amen. I'm walking by the faith that I have. I've got a measure of faith, devil. You hear me? It was given to me by Jesus Christ. It's been blood bought. And I refuse to look at what's around me and let you rob me of what I believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All the man could see when he got to Jesus was that my son is dying. In desperation, my son is dying. As a father, amen, my son's never been on his deathbed. And he's been had some injuries before. He's been in the hospital, been in the ER. Amen. I can only imagine what that man was feeling. I've got to get to Jesus. My son is dying. He was desperate. Amen. And then Jesus told him, go thy way. Thy son liveth. Amen. A short encounter and now a long journey back home. A long journey back home. And I've got to keep faith with every step. Amen. I've got to keep faith with every step. I've got to keep faith with every step. I don't know how people make it 7 days without prayer. There's an old church sign that said 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. Honey, I don't know what county you live in, but over in Sedgwick County, I can't go a week without prayer. I can't go 3 days without prayer. I can't go a day without prayer. I don't know what kind of devils you got over here, honey, but I've come to tell you that if you're not praying every day, you're not going to have faith. If you're not building up your wall every day, I've got to have the faith to see me through. If you want your faith to be activated, then you've got to talk to the miracle worker. Hallelujah. God sent me here to tell you, you must remember the words that have been spoken to you. Oh, wherefore are given to us some exceeding great and precious promises. Oh, the promises of God are yea and in him, amen. We've been given some great promises. Amen. We're living in unprecedented times where the enemy would come against us harder and in different ways than he ever has before. But I believe the Lord sent me here to tell somebody, amen, here in New Life Tabernacle in Augusta, Kansas, on this 7th of September, remember the words that have been spoken to you. Let the Lord bring them to remembrance. Remember what you have heard. Give the greater heed to what you have heard. Stand on what you have heard. You may not see it right now, but God is working it for your good. Why don't we just lift our hands to the Lord here today? Oh, feel his presence.
Let faith arise in this house today, God. Oh, God.
Wherefore, we ought to give the greater heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time, now more than ever, is the time to give the greater heed to what you have heard. My daddy's funeral, Brother Worse, I preached from that scripture. You pardon me for getting emotional here today. I didn't plan to say it. Amen. My dad was my pastor and my best friend for 31 years. Until one day, he was gone. The only man of God I'd ever knew in my life until one day he was gone. And his voice still speaks to me today. His voice still speaks to me today. He put some things in my life. The faith that was once delivered to me. He delivered it to me, Brother Wirtz. He put it in my heart. And I owe him. But it does no good if I let slip what he delivered to me. It does no good for my 5-year-old son back there in Sunday school if I deliver to him less than what was delivered to me. And so I must contend for the faith. It's a contending process, Brother Wirtz. It takes fighting for. It takes fighting for what you've heard and what you've been given. You've been given something here today. It's so great. It's worth selling the field for. It's worth giving your life for. It's been delivered to you. The word's been delivered to you. I don't know how long you've been in church, but you've heard a preacher preach. You've heard a man of God get up and teach and preach to you the word of God. But you must hold on to what you've heard. For if you don't hold on to what you heard, it will slip away. I've seen those in our ranks that have gone a different direction because they did not hold on to what that was taught. They got their eyes on men around them and got their eyes off the author and the finisher. I got to give the greater heed to what I've heard. I don't want to let slip what I've been given. I'm just bearing my soul to you here today. My title is The Second Miracle. Can I tell you today that the little boy being healed, that wasn't the second miracle. The little boy being healed, that wasn't the second miracle. It was the faith of a daddy who refused to let go what had been heard. It was the faith of a father who refused to let slip what he had been given. And as a result, John tells us that his entire house believed. All because the faith of one man. You see, your faith is not just of you, but your faith has effect on those around you. There are people watching you. I told our church in outreach the other day, the Lord's not going to come down and witness to your neighbor. He's not going to come down and robe himself in flesh again to walk next door and tell your neighbor, you ought to come to church with me next Sunday morning. No, but he gave it to you. Amen. Your faith is a witness to those around you. There are people watching you, people you go to school with, people you work with, people that nobody else in this building will ever have an effect on. Only you can. Your faith is a witness to who your faith is in. The man made it back home. He saw his son. And his whole house believed. A church was born right there in Capernaum that day. All because of a daddy who refused to give up. What's the result of your belief today? What's the result of you not giving up what you believe? What's the result of you not giving up what you have heard? house will be affected by you just believing in the face of opposition, in the face of troubles and trials. Who will be affected by you making up your mind, I'm just going to believe? It's okay, I'll just believe. It's no time to throw in the towel. It's no time to give up. It's okay, Abraham. You're going to be the father of the faithful. You're going to be the father of many nations. Abraham, I know it's been 24 years. But Isaac is just a year away. Keep believing. Keep believing. David, I know you're running for your life. It's been almost 15 years. I know you were anointed some 14 years ago. But just keep believing. Keep believing. Keep putting one foot in front of the other. Joseph, you had those dreams. You haven't seen anything but a prison cell. But just keep believing. Keep believing. It's about to turn around. Don't lose faith. Don't lose faith. Oh, don't lose faith today. Would you stand with me? I feel the Lord moving in the house today. I don't know where you are in life. I don't know what's going on. I don't know your situation. I don't have to. I know in whom I have believed and that He is faithful to keep all that I've committed to Him against that day. Why don't you just lift your hands to the Lord? Why don't you just lift your hands to the Lord? Keep believing. God's working it out. There's a second miracle. The second miracle was the healing of the little boy. That was the result of a father's faith. Hallelujah. The altars are open if you'd like to come and pray here today. Ah, the Lord is moving here in this house today. Come on. Jesus told the two blind men, as your faith is, so be it unto you. Keep believing. Keep believing. Come on, lift your voices to the Lord. God has not forgotten you. God has not forgotten you. Let your faith go in the house today. As your faith is, so be it unto you. Come on, lift your voices to the Lord. Reach out from your heart today. God knows right where you are. You are not forgotten. God knows your situation. He has it all under control. Keep believing, oh, in what you know is true. Keep believing. Come on, somebody, reach out. You know the Lord will see you through when troubles rise in your life and you don't know what to do. Oh, you'll be fine if you'll just keep believing. Oh, keep believing in what you know is true. Come on, that's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. Let your faith go in the house today. Oh, keep believing in what you know is true. The Lord's going to see you through. Jesus, oh, keep believing in what you know is true. Keep believing, oh, you know the Lord will see you through when troubles rise in your life and you don't know what to do. Oh, you'll be fine if you'll just keep believing. Oh, keep believing in what you know is true. Keep believing. Oh, you know the Lord will see you through when troubles rise in your life and you don't know what to do. You'll be fine if you'll just keep believing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If it's appropriate, why don't you reach over on a you put your hand on a brother or sister close by you and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost together. Come on. Come on. We need each other. We need each other. Why don't you pray with somebody right now? Come on. Pray with your brother or your sister. Oh, the Lord is moving here in our midst today. Come on. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost flow through you. Come on, the Lord wants to touch somebody here today. You're not in this alone. The Lord knows right where you are. It doesn't matter what it looks like around you. It doesn't matter the circumstances. I know in whom I have believed. Oh, pray in the Holy Ghost. Oh, Jesus. Oh, that's it. Come on. Let faith arise in your hearts today. Keep believing. Oh, keep believing what you know is true. Oh, keep believing. Troubles rise in your life and you don't know what to do. Oh, you'll be fine if you'll just keep believing. Oh, keep believing in what you know is true. Ha-ta-la-da-da-ya. Oh, that's the Holy Ghost that you feel. Come on, let the Lord move in your life today. You don't have to leave the same way you came. You don't have to leave the same way you came. It's not the will of God that you keep fighting doubt and fear in your life. Oh, keep believing. Oh, Jesus. Oh, keep believing. Hold on to the Word of God. Oh, keep believing. Oh, you know the Lord will see you through when troubles rise in your life and you don't know what to do. Oh, you'll be fine if you'll just keep believing. Oh, keep believing. Oh, in what you know is true. Keep believing. Oh, you know the Lord will see you through when troubles rise in your life and you don't know what to do.
Oh, you'll be fine if you'll just keep believing. Oh, keep believing. Oh, and what you know is true. Keep believing. You know the Lord will see you through when troubles rise in your life and you don't know what to do. Oh, you'll be fine if you'll just keep believing. Would you sing it with me today? Keep believing in what you know is true. Keep believing. Oh, you know the Lord will see you through when troubles rise in your life and you don't know what to do. Oh, you'll be fine if you'll just keep believing. Oh, keep believing in what you know is true. Keep believing. You know the Lord will see you through when troubles rise in your life and you don't know what to do. Oh, you'll be fine if you'll just keep believing. Oh, let's worship the Lord together.